Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
Brother, I'm well, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine, I'm fine. My question is regarding nationality. I heard you and brother Toriano Abasango Hill on the segment talking about you guys are setting a place in Arkansas, I believe. Polanski, I think. So you proceeding with the trust and you going international. It's regarding the nationality with Toriano L and the place Polanski, I think, and Arkansas that you guys are setting up. Yes.
Well, the brother is out there, right?
Yes. But my friend and I are in the process to change our status and go into our nationality. And I would like to have some advice or guidance regarding that. And maybe, I don't know if your is different than other process or RV Bay and everything. So we are located in Canada. I don't know how it's going to end up.
In Canada or Canaan land, I know there's the Grand Sheik. I know Grand Sheik Cool Joe and the Canaan land more. So what I do, like I said, is work with people individually based upon where and what their situation is. So in terms of what me or what the brother Toriano and I were talking about, that knew that material faction based on your blood and equity and all that. At the time, the only people talking about that was me and him. You know what I'm saying? At the time, like, nobody, like, there was so much stuff that I was finding out that I was like, somebody got to know this. And if they know it and they not saying it, then that means they concealing it. And if they concealing it, then that means that they not Moors in the first place. You dig? They working with the ops. So my main thing is, again, everybody's individual place. You can hit me up at houseofl@hotmail.com. And then also keep in mind that even though you're in the Americas, you're still in a different corporate jurisdiction. So what may pop off out here a certain way may not translate the same way. You got to do stuff a certain way out there. You know what I mean? But there is a definite, I can't speak to anybody else's processes because I'm the one that people call when they processes that they do with these other people get messed up. I'm the guy that people hit up to kind of help fix all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I was out here prior to them doing all of that. You see what I'm saying? But I don't offer a quick fix. I don't offer some illusion that when you become a Moor, like all your problems in the United States or Canada, wherever that is done, like you just automatically don't have to do shit. Like I didn't, you understand? That's not what it's about. You shouldn't get into this so you don't have to do certain things. You understand? Because that means your intent is off. If anything, you want to do something like this to be as free as possible, to have as much liberty over yourself as possible, to own more of yourself as possible, to have a direct line between you and the creator as possible without some middleman or some fake religion that your ancestors set up for these fake niggas to deal with.
That's right. And Bruce here, you mentioned his appellation, so Brother Cujo L is is online. You know what I'm saying? Just so
Islam. Islam to the Grand Sheik, man. Thanks for holding me down. I've been in peace for a long time. And he's one of the few people to openly bang on people.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So that's a shout out, and you know what I'm saying, a shout out especially from, you know what I'm saying, Brother Usir, you know what I'm saying, to Brother Cujo, you know what I'm saying. So
Islam, give thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. You already know how they be hating. They've been hating all day.
You know, it's like you mentioned, man. You talk about, you know, you expose the sellouts everybody's crying, Unite, but Kwame, you know what I'm saying, spoke about, you know, the sellouts in the sport business, and everybody is, you know what I'm saying, is supporting him. So, you know what I'm saying, most definitely, you know what I'm saying, the work that you're doing is, you know what I'm saying, that's the most most impacted, man. So thank you, bro.
Thank you, yo. And peace to the Duke whenever he gets back on.
Yes,
to the Duke.
Exactly. So, brother Marcus, so technically, you know, from what the Cyril stating, it's to get in connection with their sincere ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bro, so in the meantime that Asir will be back, could you go, you know what I'm saying, quickly on nationality to brother Marcus? He's in Montreal,
yes, please.
All right. Demore was saying, there's all these different ways of, right? But depending on where it is that you're coming from, as far as your national descent, you might already have a nationality, and all you're doing is correcting your status, not necessarily proclaiming your nationality. So, for example, somebody who's from the continent, let's say, more than likely they have a nationality already. Somebody from Asia, more than likely they have a nationality. So what you're doing is you're going to be making the transition from the all capital letters name to a free name that has Bay on it, right? So with us, what we do is we do a name correction, which corrects the name, and then you do a judicial proclamation. And once you do the name correction and the judicial proclamation, then you would apply for your identification to match that, right? And again, like Brother Asir was saying, this is not for you to get out of something, or you got something going on and you know, this is more a mindset
right.
thing, correcting your mind thing.
That's
not,
right.
Not really correcting the paper thing, but
right.
Just get my number from Brother AGL.
Islam.
And give me a shout since the Duke's back. Islam, Duke.
Islam, great one.
And
thanks for holding it up, though.
Good luck to the Empress and the fam. Appreciate
good looking, bro.
Appreciate
you're not
you more for all your work, yo. Thank you
Shukran,
very much.
Shukran, brother. We all we got, man.
We all we got.
For real, God.
Right now. Especially now. We're all we got for
especially
real.
Now, God. We all we got. So any Moors is doing the right thing. As the prophet said, he said, the one thing surprised me is when I see a Moor do right.
Right.
Any Moor doing right, you got to give respect, man. So again, thanks you for always keeping it real and letting the people know what this is, and that we all just not be active. We're not passive. And the fact that just because we Moors and we practice love, truth, peace, freedom, equality, justice and equality don't mean that we don't have the scimitar and all of that too, you know? So it's definitely, we need that. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. So, you know, while you were connecting. Oh, go ahead, Cujo. Go ahead, Cujo. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to say I yield the floor just so you could get back to your
session. Islam.
Give thanks.
Islam.
Islam.
So to the people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's just another evidence and proof. You know what I'm saying? You know, real Moors that do the work, you know what I'm saying? And despite the hating, despite, you know what I'm saying, cutting the corner, despite the people, you know what I'm saying, or hating, or the ones that cutting the corners speak, you know, bad against, you know, Asira Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to let you know that their work is significant and it's sincere.
Shukran, brother.
Yeah.
Shukran, brother. Because like I said, when they'll take the message how they want, because our people be fickle. But like, for instance, when Shahrazad Ali was out here, when Jewel Pukram was out here, when Dr. Francis Quest Wilson, bless the dead, was out here, she was telling females how they need to get right, how they need to get back when they man and get come back in order. Everybody tried to ignore him, right? We want to follow more with Beyonce, Single Ladies, and all this other crap, right? Now here come this dude come out and just got the whole world taken by storm. This dude on the internet with a black woman call in, and he basically run through them. You know what I'm saying? I forget the dude's name.
Somebody came. Kevin Samuel.
Yes. Thank you. On the tip of my tongue. Yes, him. And look, he basically saying the same thing that the sister was saying. The same thing, bro. And she was giving it to the sisters in love because this is a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? A Muslim, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who have praise for Allah, who give all respect and glory to Allah. And that's the problem. They only want to accept it from an Angela Bass, somebody that's Christian, you see? Somebody that's Prince Hall, Sigma Phi, Rho, and all that shit influence. And that's what's killing the black community. And instead of our people doing the knowledge to that, what we doing? They trying to find any type of dirt on this nigga as possible. You understand? But he ain't doing nothing that the other one, Tommy Sotomayor, and the other one was doing. You know what I'm saying? But the problem, like I said, is niggas want to pick and choose the message. They want to pick and choose the messenger. We want to be able to get the knowledge and all that, but we want to be able to assimilate it how we want to assimilate it. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to know why you got the info to say this, this, and that. But these same motherfuckers sit there and watch Dr. Phil all day. You know what I'm saying? These same niggas watching Ayanna LaBan stand all day, who used to come out and try to diss Shahrazad Ali. Mm-hmm. And now look at her. She now echoing the same shit. And keep it real with you on her. She wrote a book. And in the book, she talked about how she was with this dude in the projects one time and knew he had a girl, but she was doing her own thing. And the girl wound up coming home early. And the dude wound up being like, whatever, he ain't trying to lose his girl. Grab up all her clothes and threw her out the window. Right, had to go out the project window. That was my pops.
For real.
Real talk, son. That was my father. That was my father on his pimp shit and whatever back then.
Wow.
And I say that to say the woman that he wasn't trying to leave was my mother. You understand? This is how deep we be involved in the game and don't even know. This shit I found out about right before he died, bless the dead.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is stop hating on the messenger, man. Let's start respecting one another. Let's put the original woman back where she's supposed to be. And all of these Boule, Sigma Phi Rho, black skull and bones chicks, because that's who's really running it right now, if y'all ain't know. The Sigma Phi Rho and the what you call it, the OTO Scottish white men. Because Sigma Phi Rho was set up to be basically the female, black female skull and bone. Also, Sandra Bland was Sigma Phi Rho. And you see what they did to her when she started waking up. If that was even a real occurrence. Because, you know, they made a video about it. They had a Netflix movie and shit. So whenever they get like that, that's the other thing. Netflix was started by Sigmund Freud's great-great-grandson. Sigmund Freud was a voracious pedophile who was inbred and was marrying into his sister, and everybody in their family went crazy. And this is the nigga that they established the whole psychological evidence from. Another one of his proteges was a dude named Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays is the father of feminism. This is the nigga that created feminism as a military operation to inject into the black community to get black women to give up their families to move more into becoming white women into their families.
Valley of death. Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that Thug Life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna laugh. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the teeth deceased, calling the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world cause I'm cursed, I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind, I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well, I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many tears. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide, drive by taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
Thank you.
You got to think about it, though. If nobody, if there was no walls holding these people in, if there were no chains literally around their feet every second of the day, if there wasn't no, like, y'all saw the movie Alice recently? Like, they just didn't leave. It was so entrenched in believing that there wasn't nothing like that. So something had to happen. It seems like it was a place to breed certain people just like that. Because around the rest of the world, it obviously wasn't like that. So it seemed like these was little pocket places that they was growing this type of situation where they were eventually going to unleash it on everybody. And that became the basis of them using the so-called black man as the basis of whatever it is they was doing. As the face, and the black female as the face of whatever they was trying to get across to everybody else. So the more they got brutalized, the more other nations and stuff sent aid and all that, right? And we get into the same Bible that was set up for those that fell into captivity, who themselves say that they were descended from the 12 tribes of Israel, right? And the 12 tribes of Israel worship Yahweh, right? You just saw Yahweh. You just seen Yahweh. I just showed him to you. From the book of Esdras. They affirmed that their captivity, the Hebrews, resolved to separate themselves from the heathen and to seek a spot where they might religiously observe the law, for the violation of which they had been so severely punished. See, remember I kept telling you the Hebrews kept breaking the law. They kept breaking the law. The law of who? The law of Yahweh that said that they had to be a certain way. And if they didn't do it, they would be punished because he was a jealous God. And this is what they say. This is what they say, right? Right? So he used the colors of men, the color of law. Yaqub was the one that took the colors, the brown cow from the speckled cow to create the white cow. As it says in Genesis, right? Don't it say that? It also say in the 120 that Yaqub grafted the devil. Right? It say that. So right here, from the book of Esdras, is confirming all this. They needed to separate themselves from the heathen. That was anybody that was not Hebrew, meaning people who were of the 12 bloodlines that were meant to intermarry to be able to produce lighter-skinned people. You understand what I'm saying? Like this is what they was doing, based on the experiment that Yaqub had started with the Goyim. Who is the cattle, right? It says that Yaqub took the brown speckled cattle from the black cattle and the white cattle. That's what it says in Genesis. Then that's translated to us through the 120 where it says Yaqub took the black gene and the brown gene and grafted that, right? To create the other people, the other colors, who then created laws who now were under a color of law that they can now be put can now be used to put the original people that helped create them under it. Why? Because they broke their religious covenant with their God, Yahweh, who we just saw. That's essentially essence of what they was making relationships with. Because these old entities was losing control on a physical plane. based upon the spread of what became the so-called Dark Ages. According to the reports, them to have to migrate to a country which was uninhabited and so far distant that they journeyed for a year and a half or even more. This theory is further supported by the writings of the famous Manasseh ben Israel, a black man, who tells us that America and Asia now separated by the Bering Strait, that's the Strait of Kamchatka that I'm talking about, were formerly one continent, and during the early period, these Hebrews penetrated to the Americas by land. Okay? These Indians, as well as the ancient Hebrews. Do we see the difference? The Indians reckon time in the same manner as the Hebrews. Let's go further. Right? Because these Hebrews, although being melanated people and a part of the so-called tribes, right, they still had a separate destiny for themselves based upon their covenant with their God that said they could only marry amongst each other and only look out for people who was Hebrew. You understand? What does Hebrew mean? He who crossed over. He crossed over to what? The covenant. With who? You see what I'm saying? And so this has bound our people to this covenant for hundreds of years. Not us, not all of us, but a lot of us are bound with principalities and powers. Power in high places. That's what these things are. And these are the things that help to obfuscate one's relationship with their genetic past, with their ancestors, to know what happened. So people can come in and change shit. Like what you see them doing with Hollywood and stuff is exactly what they did with our own history. What they're doing with their own history is what they did to our history. They're altering it. They're changing it. They're making you hate it. Because they can't make anything new. Why? Because they can't get out. So they got to keep recycling the same thing, and they can't go to nobody outside of them, because if they do, it's over. The Indians, who they call today the Native Americans, reckon the same manner as the Hebrews because they were under the Hebrews in that mass expulsion that came around the time of the 13th century when they sent Genghis and them. Excuse me, when James and them sent all of the mastodons and over for the little light invasion. When they got shut down. So they couldn't live in the cities. They couldn't live by the mounds. They didn't have nothing to do with none of that. Their true ancestral land is in across the so-called Bering Strait, which is the Strait of Kamchatka. The 88 miles on the other side of Alaska, which was a part of the new Muscovy Federal Republic when the Black Russians was running everything. See how it all ties together? So they can't do nothing. This is why they're persecuted. The Indians, as well as the ancient Hebrews, lived in tribes ruled by a chief, and their forms of government were almost identical. The clan system of the Indian has preserved a clue to some of the mysterious rites of the early Hebrews, because the Hebrews are who taught them. What is now known about the clan system of the Iroquois explains what formerly mystical was about the tribes of Israel, because the tribe of the Iroquois Confederacy was that. They are that. but they weren't the Mexican-looking ones that they're showing us today. And it's no disrespect to them. They can be whatever they are. Their ancestors were the ones that was out there going at the buffalo and all of that. But we didn't let them into the cities like that. They wasn't coming around the holy mounds and all of that. It was not doing that because they was regulated before the white man got here. So if people want to say that they're descended from them, that's fine. They was the ones worshiping the sky and all of that. We wasn't doing none of that. We was building aqueducts and all of that still. That's why the white man broke all of the treaties with them. Yes, worshiping the corn and all of that. We wasn't doing none of that. Don't let the movie Prey fool you. None of that was happening. None of that was going on, man. That's all modern day. We trying to make everybody hate men. Like, none of that is real, man. Men fought and died to protect women by the millions in these wars, yo. Not many men died so their women wouldn't be raped. You don't even think of shit like that. That's how ill it was. You know how many men had to kill them, their wife and themselves to stop both of them from being raped and violated? You know how much will you have to do something like that? How much resolve? Go back and look at them slave movies. Go look when school teacher tried to come and get this baby and she killed the babies and stuff. And he looked at her and was like, she an animal. Because he looking at her like, wow, you so broke mentally. You so gone. I got you so wrapped up in this little enclave that we're calling the South, which is really a PSYOP. I'm starting to think it's a giant PSYOP that they run it because the government at the time is being run by so-called black men. So it's not making sense. Somebody lying. Somebody. If it wasn't for men, none of us would be here. If it wasn't for women, none of us would be here. So how could one be more important than the other? I can see it in the sense of the 9 months and the time after to rear the children and stuff like that. Yet, when it comes to the point that you are willing to castigate an entire gender while at the same time stating that you have the right to change a gender while at the same time, you see what I'm saying? You're going from one frequency. You're going from a 3350 hertz to a 450 hertz, then down to a 650 hertz. You see what I'm saying? Think about it like that. Colorable. That's what allows them to flip it. That's what allows them to get it on. The word sheikh, we can agree, is an Islamic word. We can all agree that. We can all agree to that. That's an Islamic word. Okay? We can all agree and say yes to that. Yet, we're still looking at it like the word, when we say when a sheikh, now, we're somehow taking the Islamic part, the sheikh part, reading it, not us, but like other people would read it, and still associate it with people who had nothing to do with Islam or being sheikh. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is how crazy it's gotten. So
we as Moors are always the ones that seem to have to be the catalogers of society's decline. For whatever reason that is. And thus, to keep up with that, the half of the universe creates documents, books, things like that, to help illustrate and help us from keeping our sanity. Because the goal of today's academia is not to educate. It is to make insane. So right here where it says that the winter sheep, you see all of these places that are called winter sheep and have all of this land and counties associated with that. None of that existed prior to the 1900s. They were under a total jurisdiction prior to that. And after that, they all basically fell as parts of what was called the Parks Department, where they could just house huge tracts of land and not have anybody on it so they don't come across any of the natural stuff that we left behind. These two books are good to get. This one specifically on colorable law and how to prosecute it, how the FBI is the founder not only of civil rights as a means to create its own enemy in the form of the so-called black man, the so-called black woman, but also create a fake economy around the idea. This book right here, Ordinary Men, is a good book you can read about how people were, how regular people were basically like, could be trained in a way where they could massively exterminate allegedly thousands of people or millions of people and not like think it's a bad thing. It's an interesting read on the present state of what's happening today. Like these incels, this obvious attack on, this obvious so-called attack on white America, in which now white males can't have any real burn on nothing. But it's not, it is an attack on them, but it's not really, because, you know, it's attack on the ones with no money. You know what I'm saying? It's on that. It's really an attack on masculinity itself, because masculinity is the last protection that women have. The term toxic masculinity was coined by Obama and Steph Curry on an interview that they did together. You can get this book, these two books, as well. You can order the FBI transcript through the Freedom of Information Act on the actual trial in which the FBI was found complicit and guilty in the murder of Michael Luther King, and that Jesse Jackson was a agent that was working with them and was supposed to be on the balcony thing. These pictures that we see of him standing here happened before the actual shot and all of that. Shot didn't leave till Jesse left. Shot didn't happen till Jesse left. And Billy Kyles and all of that crap. Big up to Steve Copeland. R.I.P. So yeah, so these different vibrations and these different frequencies is basically opening up where it's just, this all goes also with the fact that the United States of America, the corporation, was found guilty. I don't know if y'all know this or remember this. We posted before, but was found guilty of crimes against humanity in the killing of so-called black men. in the genocide of so-called black people in America. This has been established through, I believe, the International Court of Justice, which then internationally, technically, under law, real law, actually makes it illegal for the things that they're doing to the so-called Moors in America. But because they haven't consolidated themselves as Moors, they can still be attributed to just being descendants of North Africans born in America. But when we say Northern Africans, we're saying that we're so-called Africans of the North. See what I'm saying? Like, that means then that we are what we're saying that we are. We are Moors, right, who were misnomered as something else, and that something else became the basis of what they wanted us to be after that, which automatically violated the basis of what we were striving to establish in the first place. But because this new so-called corporation was established for the white American, the so-called free white person, these were all of the people being imported by George and them over here. See? As well as all of their so-called Slavs who are going to put on the uniforms and then fight against. So by the time it got up to Michael Luther King, they already knew that they could not afford another awakening, because if they would accept King, that means the next person they would accept would be who? So King could be, you know, could one day become the mayor of New York. But Malcolm could be the president. We can't have that. So there's a pattern of them building up everybody at the beginning of the century, and by the end of the century or the century after, they tear them down. Look at what they did with Prince, Michael Jackson, George Michael, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby. Think about it. This is all these things I'm naming. Think about all of the stuff you did while these people's art or these people's expression was in the background somewhere in your life. Towards the end of the century, they break it down. They build you up at the beginning and break you down by the end. You know what I'm saying? These are Americans right here. On the right. During the quote-unquote Civil War. Over here, these are so-called Prussians. Remember, for all of the years, we was out here looking at these pictures of all of the Moors standing together and all of that. And boom, and then one day you go online and now you're seeing the same picture you've seen for all of these years in black and white. Now all of a sudden it's in color. Y'all ain't noticed that? Who colorized it? Who did that? Where did that come from? Was there color pictures of it all the time? And if so, how come nobody brought them out till now? This is what my mind be going with. Like, what's going on? What are these people trying to flip on niggas now? Make niggas think it's one thing when something totally different. So when something is consistently the same for hundreds and thousands of years, which we are essentially, while at the same time growing as individuals, like think about that. That's something that can't necessarily be one-dimensional. So these frequencies that we're passing through right now, this is the element of us being able to see how strong our intellect is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it, man. Think about all the shit you done lived through in the past 3 years. Just in the past 3 years. Let me bring up your life in the past 3 years. Think. So, we are the so-called original American Indian. We are the original so-called First Nation. These First Nation people, that's just another name that these Indians, these Siberians, then got from the Indian Bureau of Affairs desk that paid them, you know what I mean, to maintain the law since they established the Indian Act with the help of Chief Two-Gun Whitecap, who was a black shriner. Let's keep it 100% facts. Like, all of the shit these people talking about is irrelevant. Like, a black shrine to help this stuff, y'all. So let's stop. That's why he's sitting right behind the president with the sword above the star, with the crescent star with the Egyptian hat on it. The same decal I be seeing on these dickhead cards all the time. Like, come on, man. Y'all playing, man. Y'all playing. Y'all, these are just more actors. These are more dudes. The crying Indian on the old commercials I grew up with wasn't even Indian. He was a straight Jewish dude. His name was Russell. Like, well, Indian, you know, named Russell. Like, come on, fam. Come on, bro. Who made it where y'all stopped calling yourself Indians? Then y'all stopped calling yourself Native Americans. Now y'all back. The youth ones is now on some, nah, we Indians. And you got another branch that say that they Aztecs. Like, okay, you trying to say one evolved into the other? Okay, that's cool. But the Aztec you talking about, these are the niggas killing each other. Ones you talking about. That's why the more they got into that shit, the more you start hearing about these cartels going crazy, cutting people's heads off and all this other type of shit. You see what I'm saying? Because you become the fool for the divinity you worship. Once you start dealing with all of these now, these old Aztec gods, some of these things was created after, were morphed out versions of gods that had went crazy from losing all their devotees on the higher realm, went crazy, devolved into whatever the white people have made them. And now you out here acting like, oh, this is the god they was cutting their heads off to. No, it's not. This is the version that this crazy one that involved itself into in order to get the sacrifice. These niggas don't understand the level of chess that's going on around us with every, like, action almost. That's why you got to allow yourself to not be perfect, like, to understand this while at the same time be innocent enough to know that, you know, yeah, I know this, but imagine all the shit I don't know. Imagine all the other shit I'm about to find out. Like, that's what keeps you from going forward. That's what keeps you from not going crazy. When you grew up watching something and now all of a sudden now they done made it seem like the shit you grew up watching that they done programmed you to like is now crazy. And now you crazy for liking the original shit. You somehow a bigot because you don't like how they got it now. Where they trying to now program you. So they trying to get you to like this so you can subconsciously accept all the subconscious agenda stuff that they done injected, that they told you that they gonna inject into this stuff. So you done told me that you're no longer about entertainment. You're only about promoting this agenda to overly sexualize and eventually turn my whole family into sodomites. Okay, that's your agenda. That's fine. I'm not going to participate in that. Oh, well, boom, I am. How am I? Well, you like what you call it, right? Well, yeah, we got some gay shit up in here. And we got some this up in that. And you like it. You see, it's in everything. So you got to be able to somewhat detach from the overall situation and deal with the natural law of it, what it comes down to it in its essence. I'm not going to accept this amount of evil in my life. So when I hear the name Shaquia or Maliqua or Moniqua or Toniqua and all of that, they have made it seem like that's those names are ugly, that they're somehow laughable. When these are actual real Native American Indian names. But then if these chicks right here, if I made them look like modern day Siberian chicks and say, oh, this is Shaniqua, this is Malikwa, this is Maniqua. They'd be like, oh, that's mad exotic. Oh, you must really be Cheyenne. You know what I'm saying? And this chick be straight Mexican, like, they be lying, yo. And then when you go directly to the root of what it is, they know. Because you know if you DNA test me right now with one of these old mummies, I got the same DNA this mummy got. Do my DNA right now, do his DNA, and watch what happens. Who going to have closer? Me and him. I bet you it's me. You know, I don't speak a lick of Egyptian. I don't speak a lick of you. You know what I'm saying? I don't speak a lick of Egyptian. I don't speak a lick of Arabic. I don't speak a lick of none of this shit y'all talking. I don't speak a lick of Polish. But go find an old Polish mummy from prior to the 1300s. And I bet you me and him got the same DNA. I bet you. Well, since your mind is similar to his. I ain't gotta make all these videos proving shit. Like all of that. Any video I ever did was never really to prove nothing to y'all. It was always to the people who act like what they doing is not what we see them or I see them doing. Like, you're obviously bugging. You doing what they do with Mount Rushmore. Before the president's faces were carved into Mount Rushmore, it was called the Sixth Grandfather, part of the sacred Black Hills. The Black Hills of the Lakota tribe. Come on, man. Name one time in your life, the whole life, you ever went to a hill that was all black. You ain't never seen that in the world. You ain't never seen no black hill in your life. The only time you did was you went to and you was walking up a hill and there was a bunch of black people on it. That's a black hill. That's what a black hill is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, keep it real. Like, stop putting all of this fake shit into it. You from Russia, okay? You just as Russian as Jim Belushi, nigga. Excuse me. He's Albanian. Bad example. You just as Russian as Dolph Lundgren, nigga. I don't care if your name is White Rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if your name is you know, Three Deer. Like, it don't matter. You from the same continent this dude from. You got here 13,000 years ago like the rest of y'all, man. Stop acting like you had anything to do with ancient Mexico and ancient and the barbarous nations and the Seminole and any of that. Like, stop acting like that, bro. Like, you did it. You lucked up. You was lucky that you got a bunch of Moors that got cut off in some instances from being around those directly so-called melanated women. So they started having a bunch of babies with these other chicks, and they created a whole sub-race they call the Zambos. And then from the Zambos, you got the Chicanos, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just went down from there. By the end of it, you got the Mestizos. This is fact. It's the book Blacks and Indians by Jack Forbes. He'll tell you this. Like, all they do, Anastasia, Islamic name. Like, what are you talking about? How many Indians you know ever said Assalamu Alaikum to you? Not many. But the ones that live in the projects do. You say, I smile like one of the American Indians of the projects, they be like, well, I like a salon. They know. Whether they Muslim or not, who's doing that? Who's doing that nowadays? It's just over. Like we have to understand it's over. Us. People here on YouTube, stuff like this, we have destroyed natural media or what they call mainstream media. It's over. Nothing they do is working. It's done. People are tired. They done with it. You're either going to either nuke everybody, get it over with, or let society move how it's going to move, man. Because all of this back and forth, we in, we out shit. Like, it's not, we, this is not Australia. We more, like, look, this is so-called the only Muslim plantation in the Old South. You mean to tell me you had a plantation of all of these Muslims and they were slaves? That's what you're saying? You're saying in slaves? Where's the change at? When you ever see slaves just with turbans on their head? This allegedly is in the South. I made it bigger. That's why I look pixelated. But this allegedly came from one of the oldest, or the only Muslim plantation. What? Muslim plantation? That don't even sound right. That don't even sound, even in roots, even in Kunta Kinte.
Abandoning Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Okay. It was a gift. You all are a gift. You know what I'm saying? We all are a gift, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle. Some may know me as Keith and Boyd as well. And, yeah, guys, I think we are going to get a history lesson slash history lesson in this, guys. This is an extension to a podcast that we did on Sunday. The podcast, it went like how it was supposed to go. But I felt that we needed to come back to, you know, in this moment and kind of redo the podcast that was done on yesterday, because I know that Eternal had a lot more to say, and we had technical issues at the end there. So yeah, guys, thank you guys. We appreciate you who all join us on the weekends. I know it's a Monday, Labor Day, they say it is. I didn't even, you know, any of you guys losing track of time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know at times the days of the week, you know what I'm saying? So the collapse has begun. That's a clip that I didn't include in this one, but really, guys, I mean, we're just going to really talk about it. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Eternal in. Royalty, royalty, royalty onto you, Eternal. Yes.
Peace. Greetings.
Royalty. Royalty.
Well, listen, brother, how you feeling today?
I am feeling grateful today. I'm in a grateful mood today, a mood of thanks and observation and thanks. So I'm grateful to be my mood.
Word.
How about
yeah,
yourself?
Yeah, I feel like, I'm in the present. I know it was a lot that happened yesterday, and I was like, man, I was right in the middle of my stuff. So it was ironic because I wasn't feeling overheated. However, I was I was releasing some toxins out, and I was earthing it. My phone overheated in my hand.
Okay.
And you don't usually have your phone overheat, you know, unless it's just sitting out in the sunlight. But it's in my hand overheated. Remember? Do you remember when I said you still there?
Yeah, and then it just cut off. I was like, what happened?
Because I felt it was about to go off before it went off. That's weird, right? Like,
you
somehow
know,
your science can be... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's all spiritual. I just feel like everything is spiritual. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, something's going on with my phone. It's like it's doing something. It's about to do something. And it did. It just went completely blank. I was like, wow. That's amazing. And it was, you know, in today's society, we don't really ground enough. And so just for that alone, because I was grounding, you know, being unaware of it, and then the phone actually let me know even more.
Yeah.
The phone actually let me know more now that this is that reality that we are facing too.
Yeah.
And when we get into that reality, we can find out. You can find out that the science is now there available, like, right at your footsteps. And it was like a cutoff note for me. At the same time, it was a rebirth for society again. You know how, like, when it rains, you ever see what happens after it rains?
I know I forget what they call it, but it's like a muggy mood type stuff deal.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Atmospheric feeling. Yeah.
I love
it's,
that.
is the world changing right there? You know, you ever get that thought?
Mm.
Like, could the
I've
world be changing right
thought,
there?
No.
Yeah, because
that was never
something I would put in my brain. Exactly.
Mm.
It'd be nothing I would think about like that until I start these some other things that's happening when it rains, when the sun is out, when the clouds go over our head, when the clouds are forced over our head. You know, because sometimes the clouds aren't really over our head. And then you see the accumulation happening, you know, because of the sun or the sun doing what it does to the moon and so forth. The water, you know, how the water precipitation is and the condensation and how that, as far as, you know, the changeover in constellation, we were just talking about what? We were talking about the Antarctica and how the, like, if the ice glacier was melting, where does that water go? Well, a lot of that information was like almost even in a, it was like almost in an upload to the other realities that some of us are still not even facing yet. So just like that, the zodiac in itself, when we're switching up, let's say we're going from Pisces to Aries or something, in that mid, Pisces and Aries is like as if they're having a battle. And we don't realize that's what's going on, right?
Mm.
And then now it's going from, it was your spiritual feet, now you're in a spiritual head. And no longer now spiritual head, you're in the physical head. And once that happens, there's this other connection where the spiritual and the physical kind of like were fighting, and now it's just physical. But yet it was the mental that it was all the in-between of. So this is the explanation that I was saying about as far as this is the stuff that I was explaining yesterday about the tree. There's different sections in the tree, which is 10 specific sections in the tree. And then there's an 11th section that comes out of the tree and creates this fruit. And that's why they were talking about,
this
you know,
is a
the, right, which...
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read this right here. This is an arrangement and the basis of the whole symbol that's in this book, besides the numbers 10 and the number and 22 letters. Now, remember, 22, we know that as a constellation of change. So when 22 pops up, it's usually from, like, let's say even your age, 21 to 22, you in a different phase now, like how the rain does. So now it is divisible into three columns, all right? So why is it three columns? Because this is, again, like we were just explaining earlier about the good and the bad, and there's this in-between. The good ain't as good as we think it is, and the bad isn't as bad as we think it is. It just might be a placement that we put on that. That's like saying,
our perception.
You're mean. Right, okay. So this is an example.
Yeah.
A person just said this to me today for their example.
Okay.
They were saying, a person said to them, you're mean, right? And she's like, I'm not mean. I'm just directive. And so the directive is, what did you mean by it, right? Because you have a meaning, right? So you got either a mean, I got a meaning, and the other is what the past tense word is, what do you meant by that? So meant represents
your intent.
Like, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
And so there's three columns, and out of the three columns, there's four planes. Wow, now somebody coming. Man, nobody here until now.
It's okay.
I got a magnet happening right.
It's okay.
And then there's seven palaces as the, well, you got the three columns, right? The good and the bad, the in-between. You got four planes, north, south, east, and west, which is, say, fear. Peace, how y'all doing? All right? Fear, which is your fire, your earth, your air, and your rain. And then you have seven planes, which is your – and with that seven planes, there's the inclusion of seven palaces. And it can go on and on about your, you know, your basically your number seven. 7 is like another new gateway. So whenever you're in the new gateway, this is what we were talking about, the Lion's Gate. We were going so much into that and wanted to be in that concern of the lion. The lion represents the center where everyone has to go into. Everyone has to go into the Lion's Gate, and that's where your heart is at. And when we were talking about afterlife, that's where your heart has been measured or will be measured on your consistency in the physical realm. So as you're spiritually inclinating yourself.
But,
go ahead.
Mm. I just had an aha moment, but it was for me. So, but yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
If you're spiritually inclinating yourself, you're coming out of the realm that we said would be the ninth level in reverse. Now, the ninth level in reverse is the sixth level in concept. What I mean by the number 9 is reversed to look like number 6. So whenever something's going into the earth, we think of it, oh, the devil dropped something on us and we're going to hell, or because it's the word hell, right? Hell is like ice, not hell as in the hell, yet hell could be ice. So there's the good, there's the bad, and there's this in between. You don't know the difference. Who's hailing it? What did you mean by that? What did you mean? So
it's
is it mean that it's happening, or was it a cycle that was happening? You're unaware of it. And so unaware of it, and just, are you aware of it? How are you aware of it? And so you have cycles, and that's what we call the cross. So the cross, just like how we look at LUX, is also LVX. Mm-hmm. Remember, the U is basically, it could be curved or it could be slanted. So words that were written made us not see it, right? Because it was written as a word. In the beginning was a word.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't hear it, like, how do you hear hell? Do you hear hell?
No, you... No.
Depends on the hell, right? Yes, sir.
Can you hear hell?
No.
I wouldn't think so, but you said depending upon... Go ahead.
Write that down.
Okay. So guys, what we're talking about today is, you know, signs and symbolism and the firmament. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the firmament, the unseen realms. You turn on mute your phone until you get back, if you don't mind.
Okay,
I
pause.
Think he did.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, guys, signs, symbolism, and the firmament. So I know he's talking about cycles, you know what I'm saying, like the cycles, the many different cycles of life. And I know a lot of us have not, you know, paid attention. I want to go deeper into the cycles, you know, because a lot of, like, I think that some of us understand that life is about cycles. Like, a lot of people may have more knowledge or more information as to what the fuck is going on this earth realm than, you know, we may speak on, you know what I'm saying? But I think that we are in an energy space now to where it's safe to share some of those things, just as the eternal is a wonderful teacher, you know what I'm saying, for me, you know, but, and for the world, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, the things that are going on behind the scenes, you know, like, yesterday, I think we were talking about, I was going to delete yesterday's show, but I'm not, I'm going to keep it, so go back and listen to it, guys. It was yesterday's show was just really raw, you know what I'm saying? It was really, really raw because it wasn't tailored. It wasn't, you know, it was just, it was in the moment, and it was what it was. But I was really saying yesterday about how, you know, we are talking to the youth and we're speaking to the youth, because I'm talking to the youth in the background, guys. And the youth, they are fucking waking up. You know what I'm saying? They're waking up to the bullshit. They're waking up to, you know, like, wait a minute, you know, is this a program? You know, wait a minute, is this control? You know, in Asir, I love Asir. I'm going to bring one, there it is. Asir is going to be back this season as far as the teaching statements, because Eternal always brings me back, you know, to kind of understanding what happened. Because in order to understand where we're going, we have to understand what happened. We have to understand where we're at now, and we have to understand, you know, where we're going. We have to first understand it in order to understand it. He back in order to understand it. Okay, so hold on, let me finish this. In order to understand it to where we're going, you know what I'm saying? So history is important. And, you know, us being black and, you know, all of this type of stuff, guys, I think that it's important to understand. So, you know, I appreciate Eternal for bringing me back, because he's trying to say, hey, brother, you know, I know that you may be advanced, you know what I'm saying, as far as your understanding to where we're going, but it's also important to understand what happened. You know what I mean? So Eternal, be sure to include the firmament. I know that you are, but signs and symbolism and also the firmament. Excuse me, guys. My sinuses is acting up today. But, okay, Eternal, you say you're back. I don't think you're muted. No, you are muted. Okay, hold on. You are muted. All right. All right, Eternal. You should be unmuted.
Okay, so
now.
You got the universe as it is, right? And so
right.
Ground zero, that would be considered the negative, the infinite, which is basically the circle or the point. So when you're going into one, it represents the unity, the positive, the finite. So it's not a good or bad. It's just this is where we're starting to see distance, the line. So now this is the circle from the line, a zero and a one. Oh, man, this is getting deep. Okay, then zero and a one
else.
Derived from zero by extension. They call it the divine being. All right, so two, the dyad, which is D-Y-A-D. It's the superficies of what's being derived from one, which is your reflection. You know how you see one above as one above, one below, or by revolution of the line around its end. And this is what we call the demiurge. And if you watch, like I was talking about the other day, Stranger Things, they talk about the divine will. Will represents Leo. That's why I was saying, like, people go through this gate. Your heart is being measured, not judged. That's different. You're measuring yourself. So when you go through three, I went from the unity of one, the two of dyad, and then the three of triad, the triad. So that's the solid. So we went from you're going to take this gas, liquid, now it's solid. This is the solid. The derived from one and two by addition is your matter, the divine intelligence. So now that you're able to see your mother, your father, and how that works, you're going now to go to quaternary. Those are $15 for an ounce. The quaternary is the solid existing in time. So that's why when we say, oh, I'm in time, time is you coming out of your fear, your fire, your earth, your air, and your rain. Once you come out of your fear, good?
Once you come out of your fear.
Yeah.
When do we measure our fear, though? You know what I'm saying? Doesn't come into a point, Eternal, of evolution to where you may be forced? Did you have to go through where you had to be forced to even weigh your fears? Like, you had no clue about your fears. But, you know, you feel like there came a point to where you had to measure your fears. I'm pretty sure you've had fears, right? All right, so I think algorithms are important. Hold on, let me see. So, guys, you know, it comes to a point to what, you know, everything he's saying, it comes to a point to where we enter, you know, like a lion's gate. And remember, you guys, I'm a student, too, on this. You know, we like to open ourselves up and grow together. You know, because I don't know. I feel like there comes a point to where we start to examine ourselves and examine. But in such a different way. You know what I'm saying? In such a different light. I don't know. It's just like different before. You know, we, there it is. We could be thinking from our head and not our heart. And so it comes a time to where we'll be forced to think with our heart. So let's talk about, let's see. I think programs is important and algorithm. Let me see.
Brother, sister, the celestial energy, brother wisdom. You know, I checked out the, well, YouTube sent an alert telling me that there were 956 likes on the YouTube community posting, No Fear. And this is something that our folk have really, really struggled with in the past. And now that we have awakened ourselves, the struggle is no more. Now it's more so of we aligning ourselves with certain energies in order to dominate the entire infrastructure that was created. Now I'm watching as their programs are crumbling. The money programs, you know, that whole money program, that corporation, that business program that they created is crumbling. And now I see where, you know, this Arcturian Trump is and his Arcturian counterparts are working because they're trying to, they had this Nassara-Gassara act going on where they want to dissolve the corporate and bring back the We the People. And you got to remember that We the People is only for the so-called white folk and not for the original beings of this world. And that's how it was written, you know. So what we have to understand is the programs that they created are crumbling. And this is the reason why we must take advantage of this crumbling program and begin to re-implement our original program. The planet's a program is a tropical program, okay? Our planet is a tropical planet, all right? The entire planet, no part of the planet is supposed to be cold, all right? You have to remember, if you go back into your past lives, you will see that the most furthest point of the planet, the North Pole and the South Pole, were actually the hottest points of the planet and not the equator. All right, the North Pole and the South Pole reached at temperatures well over 150 degrees, 160 degrees, and there were brothers and sisters who lived in that type of setting. You have, of course, the South Pole, which the average temperature was about 120 to 130 degrees, all right? And there was brothers and sisters who also lived in that climate area. As far as what you call the islands, because every land is not a continent, it's an island, all right? Continent has to do with corporations, all right? When I went and looked up the etymology of continent, it had to do with ownership. Like the American continent says that America owns the land. Continent literally means to own, all right? So when they say the African continent, whoever named that land Africa, their family are supposed to be owners of the land, okay? So you see who's working over there, the Chinese, the French, the Dutch, all right? So that's, the word continent literally means to own, all right? All of the lands are islands. Majority of our planet is water, so all of the lands are islands. That's why we call it our land here Turtle Island. This is a huge island, all right? And it's growing, okay? So the programs that they set up were designed to alter the original program of nature, which is a tropical program. And this is how we created it, because we created it this way so that the sun can feed our bodies, We created all of this, and then it recreated us, right? Just like we who are cosmic beings, we so-called black people, who you think created the cosmos? At some point of infinite time, we created the cosmos, and in return, the cosmic energy recreated us. This is how, this is symmetry of it all. This is why we can leak into all of these different energies without being harmed, all right? Because we created the same energy that recreated us, all right? That's how it works. You know, that's why, just like when we go into meditation, meditation is a program, all right? When you link into meditation, you're linking into the cosmic program, the cosmic and nature program. So you hold your hand out and you close your eyes, and that you instantly link into the cosmos, and you feel that energy coming straight down, because energy has no boundaries. So the energy is already there. You just link into the energy, all right? And wherever you are, there are different levels of energy. So you can go in one place and you feel an extremely high level of energy. You go another place and the energy is even higher. You're like, wow. So the energy is already here. It's just wherever you are, you link into that energy, all right? So meditation, you go into the meditation program, and therefore you link into infinite energies, levels of intelligence. All right, you got intelligences, all right? Not just one intelligence, there's multiple levels of intelligence, all right? So these are the programs that you link into, and these programs are designed to take you into a higher level. You know, I was talking to a brother, and he was talking on the level of our planet growing. And he said, well, what's the reason for the earthquakes, and what's the reason for our planet growing? I said, you got to understand, our planet runs on the program. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't perceive that type of knowledge, because his program, he desired to design his program to link only into the books that are written. Everything that is written is a program. All right? So in order for us to truly succeed, we must link into the original programs that are already that we created for our planet. All right? So just like we said, the winter program, the fall program, the spring program, all these different levels are dependent upon the devices that they put into that they use to control the atmosphere. All right, the devices that they use to control the atmosphere, as well as the stuff they spray in the sky. All right, so everything that you're dealing with is lower atmosphere. All right, and everything that they spray in the sky, which is that those devices link into whatever they spray in the sky, and this is the winter program, the fall program. All right, what they call summertime. Time literally means program, summer program. So this is when they say, okay, well, we're going to allow the original program to operate the way it's supposed to operate, but then we're going to alter this original program and create our own programs. All right, trees are supposed to be everywhere. Trees are part of the programs of our planet. They destroyed the trees and put up all these buildings, which means that in turn, we're going to have to destroy all these buildings and replant all the trees. All the trees can come back with a thought, all right? But first, we have to create our devices in order to make this thing happen, all right? So all of these programs, these are all programs, all right? So the whole issue is that we must link into the cosmic design program, which is going to take us back to this infinite energy and power that releases certain portals and gateways within us, which would allow us to be a more powerful, what you call cyborgs or organic beings. Okay, So understand that there are programs everywhere, even this time program that they created. Now, I'm going to go into, later on, I'm going to go into what the brother, what I said, what I shared on the YouTube posting, you know, months are weeks, and weeks are days, and days are hours. All right, we're going to go into that because the original energy, the original tropical program that is on our planet, that's the entire planet is tropical. It's supposed to be hot on the entire planet. All right, that's the way we designed it. We designed this entire solar system, this entire galaxy to be this way. All right, don't listen to mankind because they try to alter the program. Just like when the water said, the Atlantic water said, you know, they're trying to keep the ice wall up in Antarctica because they're scared of what's behind. They know what's to come. So they're trying to keep the ice wall up. And in the meantime, they want our brothers and sisters and others to believe that, oh, this ice is a natural occurrence that's happening and it's supposed to be cold. No, it's supposed to be hot on both ends, the North Pole and the South Pole. So this is a program. Right now, the North Pole is literally extremely hot. It's ranging anywhere from 150 to 180 degrees, which is the original program that we created. So just want to show you all, talk to you all about these programs that are supposed to be in place and how we must return back to our original program, which our original program as designers. We're the true original designers of this planet. And I mean, not only did we have structures, we had fields. We had fields of different gardens. We had gardens and with different types of flowers, and you know, because each flower is a different program. Each flower has a different type of energy that it emits, each flower, all right, each flower. So that energy that flower emits, you smell the energy through its aroma, all right? So that's the energy that it is emitting in the air, all right? So these are all different programs on the planet. Everything is a program. And we as the original beings were designed to protect and to build new programs to keep the planetary energy in balance, which this is where we must return back to. This is where we return. All right? Me as a timekeeper, it's my duty to bring back the original time program that's supposed to be here on the planet. Because the energy moves extremely slow. Energy does not move as fast as mankind wants. Mankind created time and the time program for mass production. Because you're talking about an inorganic artificial intelligence being who wants things done instantly or mass production for money, because that money program, which is an obsolete program, which is a virus, all right, this is their only way to contain energy through this program. So our duty is to reignite that original program, and we do this by building and creating, all right, by linking ourselves into the nature program, by building and getting on the ground and building for nature and not for profit. All right, we're not doing this for profit. We're taking the money, using the money program to create a more dynamic program on the planet, which is the natural, which is the program of nature. All right, so we got to understand that everything here, what we're dealing with are programs. All right, the school program, the church program, the money program, the business program, they're all programs, all right? And all these programs are designed to take the original beings away from the original program, all right, so that the inorganic beings can freely operate the way they feel like they want to. But now that we have awakened that free operation of whatever they want to do in our house can no longer be in place. All right, brothers and sisters. So I share that with you all. There's no hate speech, none of this stuff here. Only thing I'm doing is sharing it with you all about the programs. Everything is a program on the planet. All right? Everything. Even when you go to the stores, go to the strip malls. When you go to the strip malls, I want you guys to look up at the top of the buildings, and you're going to see like a circle or a square. All right? Those are dimensional shapes, which means that that circle that's on top of that building is a program. It's a dimensional program was designed to try to draw your energy to those buildings. All right? These are all programs. Everything is a program. All right? Everything on the planet is a program. You got the air program. You got the sun program. You got, and these are infinite programs. These are programs that they don't loop. What happens is they grow. Because this is a natural energy. Natural energy grows. A virus, only thing a virus can do is loop, and it never grows. As we see the money system, the business system, whatever, it only loops and it never grows. And it keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. And the original beings get caught up in the loop, thinking that they are going somewhere, when in reality they are not going anywhere but a circle, the same circle over and over and over and over again. All right, so programs, we have to redesign the program. This, just like we said when we began to build these new structures and these new dimensional structures, whatever that we build, these new towers, these temples, we're going to begin to re-implement new ley lines, which means that we're going to have to fight for what we build. And you got to understand, when you start building these structures, these structures are going to emit powers and certain powers and certain energies into your bodies, which means that your body will begin to return to the original program that it was created to do. We were created to fly, levitate, teleport, because we are multidimensional celestial deities, as we so-called black people on the planet. Multidimensional celestial deities, which means that we run on a cosmic program as well as a nature program. It's the duality, that masculine feminine. Okay, so when you begin to build these structures, and these structures are sending out energies into the atmosphere, you're going to start seeing changes in all of our kinfolk, which means that this whole music program, television program, everything is going to change, and we're instantly going to begin to venture towards our original programs that we come from, and we're going to see things in a totally different light. All right, instead of sitting up in front of a video game all day long thinking that we're accomplishing something, we're actually going to be really, really accomplishing things on the planet, on a cosmic level, on a cosmic basis. All right, so you got to remember, just like we said last night, every blood cell in your body is linked into a different universe within the cosmos, which means the universe is infinite. The cosmos is infinite, all these different universes. So, you know, go back to your original program, link into that original power. All right? Share it with you all, and I'll catch you guys later, and you know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign forever and ever. Much power to you all.
All right. All right, guys. Program. All right, Eternal, we back.
Okay, good thing. Yeah, I like that, brother, because he goes in about with the program, and just like what I was talking about, it's like where I stopped at, he started back on where I was right at. So that's profound as far as this is concerned. Learning how to be on point even when there's no point, you know what I mean? This is where the quaternary is the solid existing in time, because matter, as you know it, is derived from two by multiplication, the divine response. So how you respond to things, you know, you can end up timesing it by two, or you end up plusing it by two. So that's, you got to think about how much of what we do is like when you say, oh, he did bad, right? And then you're saying something that make him worse than bad. I just said it, worse. So the concepts of how do we speak could be too much or not enough without the power in it. So that's why it could be good or bad. Yeah. Okay. The good or bad is really like a lesser or a greater without calling it good or bad. That's why worlds are differently put in front of us, and these are what we were saying about the firmament. Firmaments are just like your mother and your father and you. You're the starting point of the seed, and they call it the tree of life. So when we saw it, just like the banyan trees, they come from some other side of the generation that we know nothing of. And after a while, just like people, they call them species. Or they're domesticated, and that's how the name species got put onto it, anything. So that's like one who's foreign to it. All right, so now I'm going into five. Five, the quinary, force or motion. It's the interplay of the divine, the will, with matter. Derived from two, and now an addition is three. So two and three by addition. So when you do your two plus two, that's about as high as it's going to go, even when you do two times two, right? Did you see that?
Okay.
Do it again.
I'm listening.
Your two plus two
I'm not following.
Is going to be four, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
Right? But your two times
okay.
two is going to be what?
What we're talking two times two is four and two plus, wait, two times two is that both four? Whoa.
Okay. So it can't be no really more than what you even two times did. Even though
oh,
we'll
wow.
start to go up the numbers.
Are you?
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's
okay.
where the trick starts.
I got it.
So if I could look at myself and not just trust myself, I could multiply myself. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And now that's not
because
I got a good and a bad. I got an in-between. And now I got to get 2.5 to get to the other 2.5 to make my 5. Just like when you say 250, you know what I mean? And break it down, it'll be 125. You start to know what math is, and you start to know what the symbols are. So you asked me what 8 was, right? Even though that was in math.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this.
Yeah.
4 plus 4 is what?
4 plus 4 is 8. And 4 times
and
4
eight,
is 16,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, 4 times. Okay. Now you're seeing something getting double here, and we ain't even see it yet. This is where the symbols start to change, and we wouldn't know it, where it's coming from. But since we started a small form, we didn't see the deform from the beginning. So now it's going to be like a form, but it's a form you and the law in it, or a lie in it. A lot in it or a lot in it? Woo! That's fire.
Yeah. Shit, we was top.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now 6 is the Sanari mind, which is derived from 2 and 3 by multiplication. And we went from derived from 2 and 3 in addition. Now we're going to multiplication. So we didn't do 2 times 3. We just doing 2 plus 3, and you get what?
2 plus 3 is 5.
All right, but you do 2 times 3, you get?
I forgot that one.
What, 2 times 3?
2 times 3? Sorry.
It's
okay. I haven't did math in so long. That's supposed to, hold on.
It's all right. This is why we got to take time.
And that's 6.
Yeah. Just that little of a twitch from a plus sign to now being a time sign makes a difference of how we even think from seeing the number and not knowing what that symbol is in between. If someone put it as a time sign and we said, what's 2 times it, and they didn't say it right, we're going to be confused.
Yeah.
Okay. So now 7. Mm. 7 is septenary desire. Just like 17, sept energy. we go into a scepter, the actual staff, the sword becomes a staff, and the staff becomes a snake or a rod. This desire derived from three, and plus, the addition of four. So four is the addition. However, a secondary attribute of seven, making it the holiest and most perfect of the numbers. Now, this is where the misnomer went right at. We wouldn't know it because they're saying it's the most perfect. This is starting perfection. Mm-hmm. So it couldn't be the most perfect. It would be perfect, but not the most perfect. So that's how
okay.
we made pyramids. We made step pyramids. You go to Mayans, you see the step pyramid. And then we go further, we see the slant pyramid. But the further the step pyramid to the slant pyramid was still by that number seven. So when you look at your dollar bill, turn and flip, look on the backside, you're seeing a seven in the shadow form.
Mm. Okay.
That's how, you know, symbols and sigils are like the replay on our mind. Now it's really up to us to see it from our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth, which still represents that seven. That's why they said perfect.
Mm.
It's not
okay,
perfection
on.
Yet until you still work on it.
Hold on, because I got a dollar bill, okay? So let me pull out a dollar bill, because what are you I'm with you, but I got my dollar bill, and it's like so many symbols on the back of this dollar bill. So run it by me one more time.
All right, so you look at the shadow under the pyramid, which
the
pyramid shouldn't have a shadow of a number seven, but it is.
I don't see the shadow of the seven.
Did you turn it upside down first?
I did.
Which is right side up in our world.
I see.
That's how you know it'd be like below.
This.
Now the pyramid.
Okay.
If you look at the pyramid very closely, it's not even on the ground. That's how detailed this is.
It's not.
It's not even on the ground.
Yeah.
And because
see,
it's not on the ground, it got
attention.
A shadow under it. Yeah, because see, like when we drew logos, right? We drew logos or logos. And a logo was a symbol, and we made a shadow as if it was like graffiti. And so the shadow was like to say, just like if you had embroidery or something, you could touch it, you could feel it. Yet it would be something that either be engraved or it came out so you could see it or feel it more versus just be looking at it. This is that same thing that the dollar bill wanted to be having a description of. The seven.
All right.
Seven seems to be very important.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Good, thanks for being here. The eight represents Ogdod, which is intellect.
Uh-huh.
Ogdod intellect, and
infinity.
this is where you have the change of stability. That's why it was the infinite number, or the infinity number when it's on the side.
You said change in stability. See, these are the numbers, you guys. So signs, symbols, numbers. Don't forget the firmament too, Eternal.
Yeah. Well, this is where
you're
getting now how the infinity of a tree folds into itself from out of a flower. A flower becoming not seven anymore, but eight, where it has a season would come into it. A tree will break itself back down to become a leaf, and the leaf will go to the ground and rejuvenate itself back to the tree itself. So it's like basically eating itself, like Jabba the Hutt. This representation of the firmament is like what a lot of us from the Kepa Bra is known as the sun beetle. I mean, one of the beetles basically crawled on the ground. Same thing they put out in the Woodstock that let you know about the beetles. Is the Kepa Bra represents, just like Moon Knight, the firmament side, the part of seeing not the sun, but seeing the moon. Respect, brother. And when the moon came out, it basically gave you another world to live off of. Nah, okay. when the firmament came out,
I seen
it showed
him
us.
Call in.
Huh?
Go ahead. I seen him call in. Is that rain?
Yeah. The arms of the extension, like the rainbow. Hmm?
No, I was saying he had called in, but he hung up. Go ahead. I'm listening.
The rainbow has an extension that goes back to the earth, like we were talking about in Stargate. The realm from Alaska that we wouldn't even pay attention to here, the same northern light reflection that even bubbles, if you think about it, bubbles are showing you that. If you, the bubbles reflect that, and when you spray water onto the plant, you can still see it. The rainbow is another connection to the firmament.
You.
And then there's those who know
that's the word.
How to, alchemize. If you're an alchemist, it is basically saying you're learning your solid, your liquid, and your gas. And this eight, that's how it became like a Kabbalah. A Kabbalah is the octave. So a lot of people who learn about the string theory is the 10-string theory, all right? So I'm going to get to that in a second. But, okay, so nine is the Enoch. This is what we're talking about, the Enoch or Enaid. It's E-N-N-E-A-D. And that's stability towards the change. Now, of course, you got the intellect at eight, but you got to have the stability for what you just learned. So now that's derived from two, right, and three by multiplication. So we're saying before it was eight equals two to the third power. But now we're saying nine and three to the second power. So it's basically a flip in the numbers, yet the increase is in a stability like we were just speaking on what now intelligence, like you walk in a room, right, of not knowing if this person got intelligence or not. That's because you've seen them from last time. Yet you're going to derive that energy off not knowing if he's changed from the time you've seen him to where he is now. So that means you created a past in the present, not knowing if there's a new present in the past. That's how it switched up from the two to the third power, right? That's like as high as the two going to go before it goes into another bracket. And so now it's nine equals three into the second power. So now you, like you different shifts, like you shift gears. When you're in the 18-wheeler, you got 18 gears, or you have 16 gears, or you have, they'll break it down to where you have to do multiples of those gears, but it's a certain power when you get into them once you use all those gears up. Same thing I was explaining to us about, say it again.
So I know. I've driven a 5-stick, so I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. For those who drove in a stick shift, you know that you switch your gears to different horsepower. That's where the Haru or your horsepower come from, the firmament. We're speaking on it because it's the solar energy in the middle of all this energy we're working off of, from the sun energy you're feeling to now the droplets that you give out towards the sun so it can charge itself up even more to the point that it gives you back what you gave out. And because it's a ray of energy, they call it sun ra or sun ray energy. And when we get up, it's a rise into your array. Now, how do you raise your capital in your pocket? This might be different because we're looking at it when we walk in and talking and we like wanting to find out what is it that we're putting into ourselves. It becomes why these numbers are shifting.
Okay. Yes,
and everything is a representation of yourself. So now that's why the note is all numbers divided by nine are still so divisible. However, the order of the figures is shifted. That's what I was just explaining. You no longer saying, I got knowledge. You know how to use the knowledge. Like, if you read a book, right, and it was like, oh, man, this book is great. And then somebody said, well, what was great about it? You'd be like, you know what? It was just great. You're like, dang. You
that was
me
never me. By the way,
you gotta be able to recite something in your brain.
Because I'm
okay,
great.
So, yeah, give me some. Go ahead.
You know? So, I was just trying to say, I always, because at the end of the day, you are the book. You know, this is why we cannot, you know, we come to a point in life to where we don't even need books anymore, because you are the book.
Yeah. Yeah, because, see, okay, so that the reason why we're speaking that way, because we didn't see what it was at first that was the reason why they put it there versus not having it in our brain already, because it's already there. So now that,
yeah,
when we're looking for it, your attraction is now based on your own firmament. You are the firmament.
Mm.
You're walking around
you
and saying, yeah. If you don't know why, you're saying, yeah. That's the point of you doing the Kananga pose. The Kananga pose is field goal. The same pose is Masons who do it when they're doing something in a ritual. Even for us that's unaware, when they say, put your hands up, they're actually making you do the pose. So we wouldn't know it. And then my brother right now, he's stretching. And when you stretch, you do that pose. So that pose is really there as like you can be a key to yourself. And once you open the key, it's not no longer K-I. It could be Q-I. It could be even the Q-U-E. Because the Q is you cubing in. See, the thing is, the cube got changed to the tube. So now we use tubes, tubular things to explain ourselves. We regurgitate the energy. So that's why you're saying it. No longer, we might not even have to even use a book. It's going to be in all the things because it's already there. So now is, how do you see it in everything, even if you did look at it in a book or look at it from a letter? All right, so I'm going to 10. 10 represents the decad, which we say deck, all those things. This is why 10 felt like everybody wanted to use that number, you know, because 8 represented, it became the octave and being able to put it in the 2 because it's like a circle. Now, when it becomes 9 is how it comes back to you when you receive it, okay? So 10 is basically how your digits, from your digits, if I was to go to 12, it would be analog. So from digits to analoging numbers, I can change the numbers up because it will be like a redundant when I start with 10. 10 is a redundant number. Do you know what I mean by that?
I do not. I hear you, but I'm not following. But that's
okay.
I'm not meant to understand everything right now. But I hear you.
Right.
Keep going. All right,
so when we say redundant number, that's basically saying the number broke itself back down and restarted over again. This is what we say. Zero and ones don't make sense unless it's in computers.
Mm.
That's that computer language. Only zeros and ones is known by computer. Everything else is like an illusionary to the number. Unless it don't flip itself over again, it ain't happening. He's like, how you shot that ball? And he was like, okay. And he's like, man, you missed that shot. He was like, nah, I almost made it. He's like, nah, you still missed it. Did you go in? He was like, nah. Oh, okay. Well, then you missed it. And they'd be like, all hard on it. But you realize that the decade, or the decade, as we say, decade, deck, this is the divine end. It represents the I returning to the O, which I'm going to say the 1 returning to the 0. See how I can change that up? It's the same thing. I owe you. A-E, I owe you. You do owe me. I can use that. Everything is yourself. All right, so now derived from 1 + 2, which is 3, right? And then it's 6. And then +4. So I did was going 1 + 2 + 3 + 4. This is how the universal laws became something that we knew nothing of, but we all got taught it. And it was called going in chronological order. So when we're doing 1, 2, 3, and 4, even though we're putting it there as numbers, when we got into problem solving, like Nancy Drew and all of this stuff, that's why I was saying Stranger Things, it gives you another way of looking at your other, you got more abilities than you're thinking. Put it that way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, you can either count it or you can plus it or you can times it. You're going to start to find out you know more than you're knowing. All right. So now when I get to 11, 11 is known as the Hindakot. Now, all I did was added an H-E-N in front of it, that Haru, right, plus the D-E-C-A-D, the Kod. So, again, this is where now the accursed shells, that only exist without the divine tree. So you are having a divine tree connection to your ancestors' past into the present. So this is where 11, like you get connected, is like saying 1 + 1 = 2 in its evil sense of not being one, though. So what you'll end up doing is sometimes we'll fight somebody, we punching them in the face, slapping them hard as you can do it, but you're hitting yourself. And then when you realize how much you hurt yourself, there's an apology need to be done. And then you can move on. It's the point of saying people hurt and get bruised up. However, do you know your point? Do you know? So the cosmic egg is your zero. Your self of deity became the father and the motherhood. So that's the one. Two, it became a father, even though it's supposed to be a mother. Three, it's supposed to be your father, but end up being the mother. And now, four, you're calling it father made the flesh. And that's why we end up talking about authoritative being paternal versus maternal. And then we say five, the mother made flesh. And then there's the fierce and the active. See, the thing, we flipped the numbers out of the energy, and then this is how the energy became a flip out of the numbers. So the six, which is basically the sun, S-U-N, got changed to S-O-N, and this was the partaking of all natures. So if it's unnatural, he's not living right. Seven, the mother degraded to mere animal emotion. See, this is why we fall. You say the fall of the man, fall of the woman. Woman now destroys in her seven versus employs in the seven. Father degraded to mere animal reasons. And he does it too now. He's starting to be domesticated, doing all kind of domestication, fornication. And now the son, the S-U-N turns to S-O-N, is degraded to being a mere animal life. Because now he can't go no further. I got to be like father, who's a senior, and I'm a junior. Brother, would that work for you, brother, if you was a junior and your father's a senior? Is that good for you to be a junior?
You made me a junior.
Oh, that sounds like you made then. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You already know I'm not agreeing to none of that bullshit.
This becomes detrimental if we don't see us in our own culture. All right. So now 10 is now the daughter has fallen. See, the reverse got changed. No longer the man falling. It's the woman now. It's the woman's fault. And now there go her daughter right there. She fell too. Look at her. She wearing them heels and she ain't healing yet. Okay. All right. Okay. Falling and touching with her hands the shell. So now it's about how do you look. Okay, did you take that part? There we go. And so the idea of what an animal being is. So that's why I had to go there before going to the symbols, because, you know, we got to learn that when they talked about, well, I don't know, it's possible. If you think about how the magicians started, it started with the magus or the mag. Mag became a magazine, right? So people got into the magazine to learn certain things about themselves because they haven't been around. And so they got to see what other people are doing. They're not, like how we look at it, social people and social people. If you start to see what social and social, they'll get a better explanation to why our lives are going the way they're going. And that was the explanation to our numbers. What is the numbers defining of us? And how do we define ourselves once we find out the numbers are connected to our symbols? The symbols are going to show us certain ways your ancestors already been talking to you. And because they did that in their way, it became a way for you to know, too, whenever it just popped up. It wouldn't be like it just popped up. It already been there. And you know how to address yourself towards it. All right. So now that I said that. Zero. Zero is the dragon. It represents Draco. Connected to the Nuit in the heavens. This is where the Anansi, which is the great serpent from surrounds the universe. It devours its own tail, thereby reducing itself to zero. One. One is the swan, as representing as Aum, A-U-M. The hawk, it pertains to Kether, as poised in the ether. So from Kethernet, Tethernet, Ethernet, as poised in the ether and beholding all things. Remember that Kether is primarily the individual point of view. So when you point your finger, that's the air sign, learning your air sign. So this is how you know that you're an individual point of view. S with peak, with representation of the beach. So when you speak words, it's a high volume to it, even though we don't know how low it can go, all right? So that's another way of looking at the soul. The soul is behold all things and changes that the place according to it's going. Thus, in the Egyptian or the Kemetic way we look at it, tradition is the hawk is the symbol of the highest type of godhead. Now, I'm getting these excerpts out of 777, and it's about, and, oh, wait, I'll just say the whole sentence. 777 and other Kabbalistic writings of Aleister Crowley. Now, the reason why I wanted to go here is because he says, don't learn from these characters, yet this is what they're teaching their daughters and their sons, so they'd be smart and intelligent over us. And you'd be like, where are they getting their smart and intelligent ability from? You know, how they got better than us, and they got a movie out saying the stuff I'm seeing. And I know it. I just don't know what they know. And now once I know what I know. Better than I thought I knew. So you gotta know yourself, too. Once you know thyself, that's one thing. You got to know thyself with the universe, right? And then you got to also know yourself with the God form. And when the God forms are out, you know, you're not at the lower self. And just like sticking your head between your tails because you don't know any better. When they pop out, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I know this. Versus like, you know what God did to Adam and Eve? Yeah, it's about them, right? I mean, right. Well, Adam and Eve, he said to Adam, he said, where are you? Adam didn't even want to come out. He was feeling perverted because his mind was perverted. He had a knowledge. First of all, the tree was good and evil. I mean, the tree of knowledge. It didn't even say good and evil yet. And then when you read it again, it says good and evil. So you got to know what this banyan tree is representing. This is how we're getting into it, all right? So I went to zero. One, right? That's the Godhead. Three, let's skip two. The B is traditional. It's an attribution of the Yoni. The B. So when you're putting out B, you're connected to the womb of creation right there. That's why I was like saying God took a part of the woman, yet you took the most important part, her birth life. So you didn't do a good thing, did you? All right, well, let's just keep on going. So four, again, traditional, it is probably connected with the erect, or probably erect, connected. Ain't that by the blip. It's probably connected with the erect phallus of Amun. Now, Amun, they say, but we know it as Amin, M-I-N. The unicorn is also Jupiterian, as connected with the horse of Sagittarius. Now, you know why Sagittarius got the arrow. All right. Five, when they say the ballista, well, we know it as the obelisk, represents the Gabura on account of its power of slaying with the flame of its glance. So this is where you get that Sir Lancelot, back in the movie Stranger Things, they had the three musketeers. We're getting familiar shots. We got to know where they're coming from. They started in with Dungeons and Dragons right in the beginning. I said, look at this. I know children are going to be looking at it. It's just that they don't have a guidance. So when they're putting our sons and daughters in there, you got to be like, oh, wait a minute. Do you know what you're looking at? And then you're going to give them the tools that now they can gift it in their own energy. And now create, not just create, become the divine way of their own legend. Because, see, what they got is a story. They ain't got the legend. All right? So, again, this is number four. I said to the Sagittarius, that's when it became the connection to the unicorn. Five was the obelisk. And six, here's the phoenix. The phoenix, they also known as, now I can cut it down, it's the lynx, sphinx, Harn Atkins. It's the symbolism of the 5 degrees into 6 Celsius grades. To the lion as the typical animal of the soul. So when we were doing that 3 plus 5, and then we said 3 times 2, that's that other switch. Just like the 2 now, when it's on reverse, becomes the second level of itself. All right? So that means that if you're a Leo, right, you got a Heru ability, because you can go from a hawk eye view to now the lion on the ground view. So that's what that works with. All right. So now, just in that same form, is also as what they call the child, as a VAU, of a tetragrammatron. So all you have to do now is, one who always running around doing all that kind of energy, ground yourself a little bit. Take your shoes off. It is written that she take us hold with her hands and is the king's palace. Not one part of the palace, all of them. So, in other words, this is giving you a new vibration or pulsation versus vibration towards you're connected to Geb. Geb is the earth, yet it's through Nut that's giving you that grounding feeling that, like, oh, man, I need to sit down and relax. This is why is the spider. The spider has the 8 legs. But when you do 8 plus 4, you're still doing a 12 in this, like, atmosphere of thought. Like, how do you get spiders in all parts of the continent? So just like the cat, just like the spider, they're in all parts of the – look up lynx. I just did that last night, just the day before, and I found out that – lynx represented 4 different cats from 4 different areas, and it's in all different parts of the area. So I'm like, yo, bobcat, you know what I mean? Like, stuff I wouldn't even think about. It's names that we don't go further into, and all you gotta do is just look it up. It's just gonna help you out. All right, so I did the spider. All right, the spider is particularly sacred to the temple.
We gonna wrap up soon too, Eternal.
All right, okay, thanks. Gotta do it again. All right, so dang, I'm gonna stop this.
The cat, the spider. We got like 30 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
These are symbols. That cat movie that you said on Netflix, understanding about the mind inside of the mind of the cat. That was really, really good to understand cats. And with that, I started to learn that, you know, even they descended from a wild cat that was in Africa, right?
Right.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and that's why there's like a connection to everything. The cat having 9 lives, remember that, all right? So it's really infinite lives because they live beyond their eyes. you look into their eyes, they got like a whole bunch of stories in them. So the messages through the cat talk to you. And once you know how to talk to your cat, if you have one around you, you'll get more of a pleasant feeling, a now reassurance, a feeling of your mother being present, even if she's not here in the physical form of 3720. And so you'll think of reality in a different way. All right, so characteristics title of Sephiroth is the Palace of the King. 25. What did I say? Okay. She has. She has six legs and is the center of the world, exactly as Sephiroth in the center of the Sephiroth. And when you hear these names, go ahead and look them up. You'll find out what's going on and how the wordplay is. The circle sections that we call the Kabbalah, also in the firmament. So when you're hearing these things, it's a certain level that people spoke in what we call a codex. And so, like if they're talking out the Bible, you still know what was going on. It's not missing. When they're doing that, they just want to make it up so that they'll have something to talk about. And so if you know it, you'll see that. It's the explanation to who you are when you start to say, okay, I know what I need to do. I'm going to go into it this way. And that's how you're going to find out that your ability is helpful when you're ready. You got to go, like, in your mind and say, okay, I might have to sit in front of this cat just so I get it right. You know what I mean? People actually sit in front of their cat. And if you notice. Okay. See? You hear this, brother? Speak a little loud, brother. Say that again.
No,
two friends of mine, when I go to their house, their cats wait for me. And they're like, the cat ain't never been there for nobody. They was like, my cat ain't never been there for nobody. And I'm like, I ain't like nobody.
Uh-oh. All right, so now seven. I ain't get to seven yet. The pelican represents the Redeemer feeding its children with its own blood. For the reason, it has been chosen as the special symbol of the brethren of the RNC. You talking about RNC, you talking about getting into these royals and the crowns of these people. That's why we don't be doing that, the mixing of the blood like that. This is where a lot of the things been changed from, you know, we call it Sekhmet. The Sekhmet energy, she was supposed to be protecting her children, yet somehow she got switched. This is where we get to hear the switch up. Link is the attribution and tradition about Levi's design about this panamorphous link. Okay, so Raven pertains to the Netzach, Netzach. And because of this, it's the attribution that you can read later on about in this book. And, of course, there's all carrion birds. That's the C-A-R-R-I-O-N, basically the birds that give out first or the child birth, are attained, attributed here because of this connection with victory. So when we are bringing our babies back, we're connected to those birds, right? Note that the path of the Scorpio connects to Sephiroth. Uh-huh. So which is Netzach. So the idea is of Venus is intimately connected with that of death. That's why they say when you marry someone, remember, Mary represents Virgo or Venus. So when you say you marry someone, they say, do you take this man lovely from life, you know, basically for life or death? So this is what you're putting into your mind as well. So these are the senses as a part of love. Yet that's not love. That's differences of what you call love. That's why a lot of people end up turning into lust and not knowing what love is. And now
they got mad at me on my stream.
Well, this is why a lot of our sorcery in our livelihood is waking up from that and coming out of that sorcery. The eight is why people end up thinking about hermaphrodite. This is hermaphrodite and hermaphrodite. You got two different names, right? As a representing the dual nature. See, when we were speaking, we spoke always inside. When they're speaking, they speak outside. But now you're getting the idea of where it's all coming from. You're like, oh, dual nature. Here's why they didn't say two in the beginning. When they're talking about two, they know that's the woman. I'm not going to talk about two because two will balance her. So I got to find a way to imbalance her. All right. So I'm going to say, you know, this masturbate. Now, Jackal is a sacred to Anubis. Now, remember, you look at Scooby-Doo,
gonna wrap up.
You'll find out that's the one. We're about to be out.
So, no, go ahead and finish your statement. And after this statement, go ahead.
All right, okay. It's a twin serpent that represents the mercurial double current as on the caduceus. This is the interpretation given that's really unpublished for a lot of people until you go to Paris and see the work of it. All right, so this animal is given as the symbolic title of the praxis. Now, you see this in Scooby-Doo being a connection with Batman and Batman being a connection because they had that old-school cartoon and comic, the Hanna-Barbera. They wanted to make Barbary people different, so they had to look like barbarians. So changing up the whole connection is putting the Scooby-Doo back out, but that is really Ampu. It is the swiftness of this motion which chiefly warrants the attribution. He seems to combine the masculine and feminine elements. On the one hand, the horn and the speed of symbolism. So now, that's the color of white. People wearing the silver collar. And its inscription, Okay, wait. This inscription, Linea Verdis, which is Gyrate and Universa, which is basically Latin, which refers to Venus as containing the Universe, the Yoniverse, the Universe. So that's how that got messed up in the brain. Do I got time for like two more and that's it? I'm going to be quick with it.
Yeah, that's fine. We got because there's a clip that I want to end with, so we got about five
okay.
minutes.
All right, I'm gonna be quick. Elephant number 9. Go we're gonna go into the elements next time. I just give you these. The animals.
Okay, the next show will be elements. The next show will be elements. How about that? Cool.
All right, that way that's cool. So elephant, okay. Is sacred to Ganesha. The god who breaks down obstacles, hence place it in usage. Don't hear the word usage or usage. It's for the same reason as Anubis. It's going to constantly give you Anubis back, constantly talk to you about Anubis, all right, which is Ampu. Tortoise, as supporting the elephant. So this is why you get the Turtle Island. We talk about firmament. This is what that all connects to right here. And it's the hint equivalent to Atlas. With Atlas, you hear Atlantis. Toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. So a lot of people do the psychedelic. You're actually tapping in, learning from the DMT, ayahuasca, whatever, mushroom. They're all tapping into what they put behind Jesus, the actual pores. The pores is learning all your 144,000 as your angels. Every one of them had an angle to your body. So the more you sat down in the lotus pose, you tapped into your Merkaba. All right, so now 10, last one. The Sphinx, which they call the Sphinx, is containing the four elements. What did we say? Fire, earth, air, and rain. Well, they talk about the child, the he, and final, the twin, the male of the child, Vau. So we're talking about bringing in the energy that you speak of when you speak your vowels. When you speak, you're giving yourself sound. So as the beginning wasn't the sound, wasn't the word, it was the sound. You vibrate through your whale. Your whale is your body, your skin. The four elements, remember, the four elements, they were saying that was your cancer. That's your skin. So now, how do you speak is your image. That's your rah. You can say it with a ah, or you can do a ah, more pleasant to your throat. You find out that ah, more pleasant to your throat you can keep doing it. But now, remember, this changing the pituitary gland that's in your throat. We don't call it the pituitary gland. And that's what's missing to all the other glands. Yeah, it's not missing. It's still there. We just don't go like this. But you hear it. That's why they did it in Stranger Things. I was like, yo, they're putting science in the thing. We gotta know
this. So season four is good, okay? Because I hear everybody raving about season four. Like, y'all ain't never raved about Stranger Things until this season. So
yeah, because look, Nancy Drew is a mystery that my older sister was reading on that I end up tapping into because they had mystery ways of the book going in a different direction. And if you went the wrong way, you'd be dead. And then you got to start back over and try to figure out how to not die before the end of the book. So it made it more of a trivial book versus, like, how the movie is. But now the movie's catching up to that reality. It took them some time to figure out us. So if you really look at Stranger Things 3 Beyond, they actually talk about what they did in there to make it like so. Because they had to put Dick Doug in there. They had to put stuff we were familiar with. To be like, oh, I used to play that. And, you know, because Dungeons and Dragons. Who played that? Unless you was really a nerd. Even though we were still nerds.
All right. All right. Well, I'll definitely go back and watch it. All right, guys. Well, thank you. Thank you again for tuning in to, this podcast, guys. For those who listen, we definitely appreciate you in the background, guys. If you want to contact us, you can contact us at HansonAwarenessRadio@gmail.com. That's it. This weekend, we're going to expand on elements, you know what I'm saying, because elements is for, you know, air, fire, earth, you know. So Saturday, I already put it on the calendar just now that we're going to talk about elements. So join us every weekend, guys, at 11 a.m. Eastern Central.
No. I was going to say, can you change it to Sunday? Cause I got an event.
Oh, yeah. Just an easy pick. Absolutely. You going to be out Saturday?
Yeah, I got to make that. Make it back.
Okay.
I was out with the children this right, moment. Cool. I had to give them that. I love it, though.
Okay.
Now I got to go out there again.
It's all good. It's all
I ain't
got to
come
know,
out.
Just hey, it's all cool. So Sunday, guys, we're going to talk about Element Sunday. Saturday, I'm going to plug in. I got something good for y'all for y'all Saturday as well. So, just join us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here at the Hanson Awareness Radio. Guys, we're on every weekend, all right? All right, Eternal, you can take us, but there's going to be a clip that about the collapse that we had in the other show that I wanted to put in this show and end with. So go ahead and take us out. And then, guys, there's going to be a clip following the tunnel. All right.
Good thanks, brother. I give thanks to you giving us time to actually speak. Time is emit. So if we don't have time, we never emit to anything. And the voices are still yet to want to speak. So giving them a point of saying, dang, you inspired me to do something. And it was only because you just do what you naturally do. You find out that works the best. You don't have to actually work so hard at it to become who you actually are because you're already that. So now it's the idea that you just stay steady at it. That's a little bit different. That's where the dedication and the discipline got to come in. So whether you're amongst your peoples or not, you might just lose yourself a little bit, but that's just like being in the wilderness, as they call it, and be like, wait a minute. Where am I? And then you got to start refining yourself, as they say, reminding yourself, and not to be re-blind of yourself. So once you see time of yourself, you become the emit. And what emit is, as you are, the M in it, and to yourself, a tie, and to Hootie energy. As you know, as you being the Juti, as your duty, you're the Jedi. So how you use your eye, not just the red eye, but also that blue eye, too. So your middle eye, the green eye, can see, not just be grin the envy, because that grin of envy be like how you see the grimace. That's how they change the vibration of emotion. So learn your motion, and you're all right with your time. Time is you. I say,
Thank you. I am the element. One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element. One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I was sent to assist you. There ain't nothing we can't get through. All the elements are inside you. All of it's here to guide you. I've been trying to keep it solid, grounded to the core. Tell me that I got it, I'm just being honest. That is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a note to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the lake, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid thing. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the
becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth. Your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our worth. Finding myself daily always on thirst. Cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations combine with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, and they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element. I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element. I am the element. One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the
becoming
element.
One with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water, yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day. At night time, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge, nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother Nature got me out here celebrating, cause
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
Becoming one with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
One with the element.
One with the element.
I am the element.
I am the
becoming
element.
One with the element.
Brothers and sisters, it's Lester and his brother Wisdom. We've got a lot going on right now, and I'm going to need you guys' complete attention in this situation. That's all right. the collapse has begun. All right. I need you all to understand what's going on. The collapse has begun. All right. And when we talk about the collapse, we're talking about this entire system. All right. These inorganic beings have done so much to our planet over these past energy cycles. what we've missed, what, 80, what was that, 90 energy cycles, something about that, 80 to 90 energy cycles. So over these past energy cycles, these inorganic beings have done so much damage to the planet, destroying trees, destroying the original beings and the original kindred of this world, taking their part in destroying certain structures that were designed to keep a certain level of balance on the planet, destroying the sacred timelines of the original kindred. All right? They've done so much, all right, on this extremely high level. And me being as a shaman, me being as a cosmic prince, me being as one who sit among the cosmic council of elders, you know, me being as one who is the most high on the planet, you know, my position, you know, is to let you all know what's going on and to get you all prepared as I am preparing myself. All right? We are coming into the time of the closure of the world that we know today. All right? Remember, we wrote this in the book. In the book that they call the Bible, we wrote this. All right? It was written on the walls by the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and which Mayan I found out, I got to get the right name for our tribe, but they were not Mayans. It was these inorganics who named us Mayans. All right? But we wrote this stuff on the wall because we had already time traveled, and we wrote it long before the invasion because we saw it coming. We fought as much as we could fight, but we had our own within our universe against us also, as they were under this, I call it an apocalyptic spell, all right? And that will, you know, when you talk about the word apocalypse means to be to revealed, all right? So it was a spell that was revealed, you know? So what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, is a situation of a collapse of this entire system. And this is why myself, we stress, all right? I am Sima Batanturi Anu, Chimerian Anunnaki, paired up with my kindred Osiris. As a shaman, we always take the energy or the spirit of one who was great, and we pair up with one. All right? So I am paired up with Osiris. And we link into extremely high realms and talk. So today I had an exercise I had to do, and after my exercise that I had to do, it was revealed that our planet and the cosmos and nature are coming together as one. And remember a while back, those who've been following for a while, remember a while back we said it's going to come to a point of time when the parallel worlds are going to come together and everything is going to disappear. All these buildings and everything that they created, the money, everything is created, and the parallel worlds are coming together. All right? So we have our planet right here. This is our planet right here. And this is the other world right here. So it's kind of like coming together like this. All right? So we've got the cosmic energy coming in and these parallel worlds must come together. The masculine and the feminine. So we are in the feminine. This is the feminine energy right here. We are, our planet is feminine, but we have an identical planet that's pairing up spiritually with our planet, which is a masculine. All right. And what's going on all along the West Coast, all the way into Canada, Siberia, Greece, Turkey, all parts of Europe, Russia. All right. Did I say the Arctic Circle? All on fire right now. The Arctic Circle right now is reaching temperatures of 200 degrees. So these inorganic beings who call themselves that, well, we're up north, and they try to create some kind of cold weather. Just know that they, the first thing that they're going to use their stupid, dumb, oh, these dumb forecasters, weather forecasters, to say, we're looking at Arctic air. Just know that there's no Arctic air, because in the Arctic right now, the Arctic is on fire right now. Why? Because we got spiritual energy coming in. All right? And this is the cosmos, Mother Cosmos, pushing, and she's got her hand under our planet, and she's mending the parallel worlds together. Why? For the original beings of this planet. All right? It's all for the original beings of this planet. So she's mending everything together so that this entire world, the system, you gotta understand, when you talk about a world, when you said the world is going to be destroyed, we're talking about a system on the planet, not the world, but the system. So this system, this world that they created, this world of money and things, this world of fame and fortune, you know, this world of position and the fake dominance, that's going to come to an end. It's going to be destroyed, and it's going to be destroyed by fire. All right, it's going to be destroyed by fire. So that's what's happening right now. You got all the West Coast, they're on fire right now, and it's been burning, and it's coming closer. I'm looking at the charts, and right now it's at Colorado. They're worried right now, because they say, well, the Colorado River, you know, they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the Hoover Dam. Lake Mendocino in California, Lake Oroville in California, which are both dams, they had to shut them down. We told them, we said, we're going to take away everything, every resource that you use to get money. We told them we're going to destroy your money system. We told them. So while everybody else is running around here thinking about some virus and all this other stuff, it's only a facade so that you won't see what's really going on. Greece is on fire. Turkey's on fire. Parts of Europe is on fire. The other parts of Europe that's not on fire are being flooded every day. Washed away. We wash our hands of you. All of you reptilians and draconians and other species, whatever, we, as the high cosmic beings, we wash our hands of you. You've done so much damage that we see nothing else but destruction in your path. So now we destroy everything. We destroy everything. We told you guys that we were going to destroy it. There's nothing to fear. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. All right? Throw your caskets away. Your money is no good. Why throw your caskets away? Because what did we say? We are going to transcend without death. We're going to transcend without death. So the collapse has already begun. All that cattle, the cows are not natural. The cows are some creatures that was mended from a bull, a deer, and the dog. These are three different creatures that were not supposed to be mended together. This is how a cow was created. A bull, a deer, and a dog. Alright? And these inorganic beings did this in their laboratories. And then they did a mass reduction of them. Now they're cloning them. But guess what? They're not being able to be fed anymore because we're drying up everything. Everything is on fire because the cosmos, nature, the planet, parallel worlds, all coming together as one to bring balance to our planet. This is why we've been telling everyone you must build, 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 build. You must build. You must understand the importance of building structures so that you can pull in that energy so that you can help yourself to transform into a higher being. We're in the plasma apocalypse. We told you that plasma is going to reveal itself. Warnings are coming everywhere. The collapse has begun. A guy comes to me and talking about Bitcoin, and I said, you know, I just laughed at him. And I said, do you understand that, you know, Bitcoin was created by the same beings who created money? They want everybody to think that Bitcoin was something that was created by somebody in some cross seas somewhere in some secret coin. No. Bitcoin was created by the same government corporation that created money. Yeah. So all this is going away. All this is going away. I mean, just remember, the internet will always be here. Wi-Fi, which is wireless, what they call it, it's an energy where you can tap into the internet no matter where you go. So that Wi-Fi is a part of the internet. The internet is an organism. Alright? The internet is an organism. And we'll always be here. All you have to do is link into the radio, you know. And remember, we as the original, we have three different radio stations within us. You can link into planetary, you can link into universal, or you can link into cosmic. Alright? So we have three different radio stations within us. And that's all a part. That's a part of the original internal networking system, dealing with the kinetic energy and the dark energy, dark matter, right? Cosmic energy, the force of nature. I mean, all this coming together, plasma. You know, all this. I mean, it's highly complex. But the collapse has begun, and we're watching it, and we're seeing it. And you're going to the grocery stores now, and they're not having nothing. You see China shut down their ports forever. Why? Because China is broke. We told you all we want to break their system, and we're breaking their system. My brothers, coming down. And that's when the real war begins. But the collapse has begun. And as they collapse, we're supposed to rise. So you must build. The only way you rise is you build. You just don't rise and walk around. And no, you have to build. You have to build structures. Build designs. Create. Don't say what you don't have. Link it to what you have. And you make your decision from there. I just want to share that with you all. The collapse has begun. Part of the world's on fire. 15 states in the U.S. in this United States corporation, which is 15 states in the area of Atlantis, are burning right now. And these beings are steadily trying to create rain. The rivers and lakes are depleting. We told you we were going to take away the water. We're going to take away their source. So every resource that they use to make money, we told you we were taking it away. Oh, Yellowstone, they were making big money on Yellowstone. What do? We put that shock in Yellowstone. And the energy is there. And someone keeps asking me, you need to, hey, Robbie, Yellowstone is already doing what it's doing. You let the energy go there. You don't go back anymore. You let the energy build up. Just like we did the stock market. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. Remember that? That meditation we did. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. You don't go back. You just let the energy build. You don't want to disturb what you did. What you did. We went into the world banking system. We sent the energy into it. What happened? It collapsed. Oh, yeah. It collapsed on the day, September 19th, 2019, which was the end of their contract that they had, that 400-year contract that they agreed with, you know, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's when the World Bank collapsed. And then from that point on, they created chaos, or tried to create chaos. Alright, so the collapse has begun. Alright, and what we've been telling people, stock up canned goods, dry goods, water, because there's going to be a short period of time before we finally evolve that we're going to need these food resources. Understand that we're in a very powerful moment where things are going to be revealed for what they are. Many of these so-called rich beings are running, getting off the planet. They're running. All right? They're running. Because they know what's coming. And they're trying to take their money with them because that's the only source of power. You know, but it's just like Gilligan's Island. If you remember Gilligan's Island, you had a millionaire, and he was on the island, and all the money that he had was worthless. He couldn't use it. So they go to a whole new planet with all their money. It's going to be worthless. They don't even know what they're running into. I do, but I'm not going to talk about that. But understand where we stand, my brothers and sisters. Understand where we stand. It's important that you remain in balance. Don't get caught up in the media hype. You know, now they want to talk about Brother Polite and all that stuff. You know, they put it all in the media. Stay in balance. Whatever happened to him, happened to him. He put himself in that position. He was already out of balance anyway. But the whole key point is that we have to see the things that's happening right now around the world. Right now, Greece is hitting temperatures of 180 degrees right now. Turkey hitting temperatures of 160 degrees. I already told you the Arctic Circle is already hitting temperatures of 200 degrees. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be cold up there. Remember, the two points, Antarctica and the Arctic Circle, they were the hottest points of our planet. There, the two points. Most southern and most northern were the hottest points of our planet before that fall. When this collapse is done, when the system is done, our planet will never fall again. We will continue to fight for our planet because there are other beings out there within the cosmos who want to get our planet because our planet is the only planet in this part, this region of the cosmos within our universe that we created to regenerate. There are other planets like that in the cosmos, but in this part of the cosmos, all right, in this universe, our planet is like the only planet that is designed to regenerate everything quickly under the right conditions. That's why it was so hot all the time, because it would be regenerating, and these beings came to try to make it cold so they can survive and offset the balance so that they can steal the resources. Guess what? No more. No more. We told you. Ma sha la ka yi sha ra ho mo ro ka ma ta la ha pi sa ra la ka ma ne ta sto ro ka ta la la ka ta u ra ma sha ra na ki e mo do Bela Kapu, Shata Nagi, Siraro Mokara, Mata de Dako, Nishoku, Notakima. We told you. We warned you. Now wrath comes upon you. And we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. All power to you.